he is a jackass.
You fucking people. This is Mick from Nonsense Inc.
This is Chris from Nonsense Inc.
And this is the Keith again.
Yes, welcome back. And we have another idiot edition, and that is...
they call me the donkey.
Yeah, because you're a jackass.
Yeah, deal with it.
This is the idiot edition of Nonsense Inc.
Yes. The idiot edition?
This will be the idiot episode.
Hey, we have fun with it, right?
Well,
guys?
It's, you know, we're getting close to finishing up the season.
Yeah.
And with that being said, we're not going to do any history. We're just going to be a bunch of idiots drinking beer and shooting the breeze. So,
okay, the drinking beer and shooting the breeze should have been out in the garage earlier.
Yeah, I got some recordings.
Is what it should have been.
Yeah. I know, but this equipment is too expensive to
yes, I do
be
agree.
Moving as often as...
Yes. So the hopefully he'll play the stupidity that was out in the garage about an hour ago. So hopefully you guys get to hear that.
Now, stupidity, that is such a strong word.
Arguments over wine, come on, it's kind of stupid.
Hey, you drank it.
Hey, there's a hell of a bet going on right now.
I know.
Wait, what's the bet? I wasn't here for that, so what's the bet?
Well, okay, let's backtrack this just a hair.
Do I need to run out and get the papers?
No. I've got this pretty down pat. Yeah, so... Before the bet even occurred, we had a neighbor, two neighbors, the one across the street and the one next door, came by.
The girl next door, huh?
Yes, the girl next door.
The girl next door, all right.
But they came by all sauced on wine.
Yes.
And brought over two different types of wine. They had a red and a white. And Donkey,
yeah.
The jackass that you are, was out there like a fucking mad scientist mixing them until it was a perfect
pink. Hey, you know
pink.
What? I don't like sweet. I don't like the nasty...
Like bitter?
Blob bitter taste,
yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, so you're out there like
so
a
I'm
mad scientist.
So I'm trying to make it together and make it taste good.
Yeah.
You like the pink.
Yeah.
The,
hey, if you don't like the pink, there's something wrong with you.
Maybe
exactly.
They like the stink.
Shut
yeah,
up.
We know, Keith.
we know he likes the stink.
So does
yes.
Chris.
Anyway, so you're out there like a mad scientist mixing the two wines together and eating graham crackers in between because
that's what
you had
you
to
do.
Kill the flavor.
Yeah, no, it's it's a cracker, not a graham cracker. She was too fucked up to realize that.
I guarantee I'm not going to get that wave. Sorry.
At any rate, yeah. So, you know, you found a combination of like a Merlot and a Riesling that you like. That's like
hold
undercutting
on,
each other.
Hold on. Did you say combination or cumination?
Depends on.
No, you said cummerbund.
Yeah. It depends on where you
cummerbund really
depends on what you want to do when we're done with this. Wink.
You're too far to nudge.
You forgot the wink. You can't say wink, wink without winking, man.
I did wink.
No, you can say wink, wink without winking.
Yeah, we just did it.
But like we're in person, so it'd be easier to say wink, wink,
you
and wink.
You can't see gestures on the show.
I said and
yes.
Wink. Don't you listen?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did.
Bring the cum out of your ears.
Well, he's only got one fucking earbud in, so... Hey, take this off of here. There we go.
I did a split second set.
I know. It's okay.
This is fucked up.
You're new. He understands.
Is there a pause on there, I hope?
No.
Why? No, no. We're doing
this
in one take.
No, we're doing this in one take.
No, don't be a bitch. We can do this. We can do this. You got a great face for radio, by the way.
Yeah, I know.
I think we all do.
That way nobody can see any of us because we're ugly motherfuckers.
No, we have the Instagram account for that.
Yeah.
All right. Hence why you got your faces as
hence why
cartoons.
We have, hence why we have no pictures
on the Instagram account.
Okay, well, that's a good thing. That's honestly a very good thing.
Yeah.
Hey,
so,
you know, I've known you two quite a while. Hi, Kayla. How you doing, sweetheart?
Hey, what's going
How's
on?
How's that 12-speed going?
All back.
Is that a box? What is that box? What's in the
is
box?
Is that wine?
Oils?
Oh. Don't walk away. We don't want to know about the oil.
No, I'm curious.
No, I'm not. She's walking in the closed door. I don't want to know what your roommate's into.
Miss you, mean it.
She's walking in with oil.
That's Thanks scary. For stopping by.
Yeah. Well, I seriously, guys, I hope we're not too loud. If we are, just
don't
we can stop the show.
I don't want to hear them. I start hearing them, I'm leaving.
Well, we got the headset on. We're not going to hear
them. Yeah, I hear them. You see me walk out. You know why. You know why.
It's either that or I farted.
Okay, so Mick.
Okay, the stench I can deal with.
Actually, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so.
Because I do have a topic.
Way back to the bet.
Yes, back to that bet.
Yeah.
We got to get on that.
So, the bet was for the next 364 days because.
Plus today.
Because, well.
That was counting today.
No, that was plus today.
Because she thought it was a fucking leap year.
Yeah, no, right?
She thought it wasn't a leap year.
No, she thought.
And so she thought 364 days was the year.
Yeah, well, she, you know what? She's Italian and she can cook. That's what she. Hey, I'm Italian. I can cook. I know how many fucking days are in a year. Well,
I don't have to math.
Except for one. Yeah, well, you know, the Italians weren't. Except for Da Vinci, they weren't really known for, you know, their mathematical prowess. So she's like, you know, we should be friends. And he's like. Well, we are friends. Yeah, but not on Facebook. Oh, because that fucking makes it official. So she's like,
right?
I'm friends with your girlfriend. And he's like, uh-huh. And she's like, yeah, but all right, fine, friend me. And she goes, okay, fine. So she, and then ding, it pops up right away. And he's like, accepted. She's like, I'm going to text you every day. And so me, I'm sitting there like Mr. Burns with my fingers going, like, and I'm gesturing. And
that's what you do best.
And I'm like, or what? And she's like, well, And so I have a pad of paper, and I'm fucking jotting shit down. 364 days.
With asterisks.
Asterisk, yeah. Idiot. Asterisk. Not a leap year. Asterisk. And she's like, otherwise, well, if I don't, I'll buy you a six-pack. Well, yeah, a fucking year? Are you kidding me?
No, the first thing was
a case.
He asked for a case,
and she
rebutted back with a fucking six-pack.
Yeah, and I'm like, jew him up.
I would have went for a keg.
Not down. Yeah.
No, I wasn't so much worried about the keg. I just said,
no,
okay, throw me a case of beer if you don't follow through with this.
Yeah, but she's the kind of person, she would actually get a case of beer and throw it at you.
She would. She really would.
I want to see
and
that.
And the only reason she would get away with it is because she's got big boobs.
But she's Italian, and she'll let you know she's Italian.
Oh, yeah. You know what? She's not afraid to say that.
I grew up in New York. You know how many people I tell that to? Like,
everybody.
If they ask.
Where'd you grow up at?
If they ask. She's like, oh, hi, my name's Crystal. I'm from New York.
See, I didn't realize she was from that direction.
Oh, yeah, she
is. There's something from wrong that place? With them people.
She said it about four times before you showed up, and then like she must have got tired of saying it.
I was here when she showed up tonight.
Well, then you have very bad listening skills.
Yes, I do.
Because I counted at least three.
That's why he's not married.
I don't pay attention. When a woman talks, I don't pay attention.
Oh, don't go there. No.
I hate to say it, but I
bad,
do.
Bad,
that,
bad,
that is why
bad.
Been, okay. That is why he's not
okay,
married.
Okay, guys. I've been married twice. I'm engaged to number three.
Right.
But there is, I don't know. We'll see how things happen, see how things go. I love the woman I'm with. I'd do anything in the world for her.
I'd let you.
Except you have not.
Let me. So deal with it. You're just jealous.
No, he said it.
I didn't even hear what he said. I was trying to ignore him.
It's good. You'll hear it on the recording.
I know it will.
Okay, so the consequences eventually end up after all the dickering.
If she doesn't do the whole interaction for 364, then we are going to do a couples date.
Oh, that's right.
My fiance and I, and her husband and her, she is going to pay. We're going to Kansas City to some winery / brewery.
Yeah, both in one.
Yes.
Yeah.
And she is going to pay for me to go.
Right, so you still have to pay for your fiance.
But I still got to pay for the old lady, which is fine, whatever. That's gonna cut my bill by like $150, because them places are fucking expensive.
Yeah, yeah.
So we'll see what happens.
It's going to be like 12 days.
I'm going to win this year.
It's going to be like 12 days.
I'm going to win this.
It's going to be your New Year's dinner because
you're fucking right.
She fucked it away.
She forgot about it because she was fucked up when she made the bet.
I honestly think she might.
I will. When it comes to drinking.
And I recorded the shit. So
I know you did.
She might run the gamut.
Recording.
Yeah, she is.
She might run the gamut.
She is fucking stubborn. She might.
I know. It's a typical woman. Women are stubborn. Women are fucking stubborn.
His name is Donkey, by the way. He does not speak for all of us.
Yeah, no. Actually.
Even though it makes an ass.
On behalf of Nonsense Incorporated.
This is Donkey.
Any views or opinions expressed thereby by other people do not connotate that we actually express those opinions or views.
You know, but they are stubborn.
Yes. Women are fucking stubborn.
Dick.
Hey, his nickname's not the Dick for a reason.
Okay.
So
okay.
Wait. I've been calling him Mick. When it's the Dick?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I'm sorry, I'm sorry, Dick. I got your name wrong too
it's
many times.
It's the Dick.
All right, the Dick. The Dick.
Get the
I'm
T.
I'm sorry, back. The Dick.
Unless I'm wearing black tie, and then it's the Dick.
Yeah. Oh, use proper Jesus English, Christ, Keith.
So, wait, when are you just fucker. A Dick?
When always.
When he's at work.
Now, do you have to always be a Dick?
No. But my mother told me to do it. Makes me happy. So,
and if you do something,
it pleases me to.
You should do it well.
Aggravate people on
a
daily basis.
Is that better than the right hand?
My right hand or Keith's?
Keith.
Then yes.
Okay, just make it. I just want to get that clear.
Because nothing's better than my right hand.
Okay, I just want to get that clear because he is a righty also.
You can always try. Donkey's right hand.
It's just so familiar.
I shook his hand, dude, when he came in.
My right
was like,
hand is a stranger.
It's callous. Like, the whole thing is a giant callous.
Welcome to my world.
I'm a grease monkey, you dick.
So you use Donkey's right hand, huh?
No,
actually,
my hand. I have my own calluses.
It's funny, too, because Donkey's a dick. Donkey is a donkey dick.
I'm a dick, but don't take donkey dick literally because I'm not a donkey dick.
Right.
You are big and floppy.
Shut up. Don't tell everybody.
Okay, so Mick, you were going to throw a topic at us.
What's the topic you said you were just going to throw at me and Dummy over here?
Yeah, well, not
everybody.
You and Dummy, but all of us. And
I'm not a dummy.
So it's me, Dummy, and Dummier.
Yes.
I walked into that one.
Get closer.
Yes.
I don't want to snuggle with you, man.
That's fine.
Okay.
Just quit going down on him.
We
won't have to snuggle
with you, sexy beast.
You'll sound a lot better.
I'm not.
What is the dumbest single thing that you've ever done?
Got married.
Oh,
that was quick.
Yeah.
You asked.
All right.
I gave you my honest opinion. I got
fair enough.
But you had that one ready.
Twice.
You had to have it ready. You had no idea.
You had to meet both my ex-wives. One was a brunette.
You had me at goodbye.
One was a brunette with big tits and a nice ass. The other one was a redhead with big tits and a nice ass. And a college student.
Here at Nonsense Inc., we do not.
Yes, we do.
No,
stop.
No, no,
we ignore Chris. He's being dumb tonight. He's still sober.
We don't actually agree with any misogynistic views.
Wait, there's a massage after this?
No.
Happy ending.
Oh, fuck. I'm done.
The happy ending comes from Chris.
You just won.
You won the game.
Fuck, you had to say the game.
And yeah, for the record, I just lost the game.
I forgot about the game.
Fuck you, I lost
too. You guys remembered it.
Oh my God. Quit choking on Mick's dick.
No, you gotta get closer to the mic.
Chris?
Closer
Mick?
To the mic.
No, it's fine. They're yelling. We're trying to. We gotta try and be quieter. They're trying to have sex in there.
That's more reason to be loud. The roommates are going boink to boink to boink to boink tonight. One of them brought vandalism. And my eyeballs are watering after that one, Mick. Oh, my God. And it wasn't because of my laughing.
It was because you leaned on me. And
I know. And it just kind of went, shh. It was kind of a...
It's a chemical warfare thing, and it's a defense mechanism.
Okay, so, Keith.
Anyway.
Keith. So no, seriously. Actually, no. The Brian. He gets a the also.
No, it's the donkey.
I'm the donkey.
I know.
It's right. So hard not anyway. To do the Shrek voice.
So...
Is your donkey?
No.
Donkey!
What? No, no, no.
Shut up, Chris.
What? I'll tell you what.
Nope.
Do it, Mick.
No.
Do it.
No?
Do
okay.
It.
What?
Do
what?
Don't tell him to do it. He'll fart again.
Oh, yeah. I'll clear the house.
Please don't clear the house. I'm sitting literally leg to leg with you.
Yes, you is.
Yeah.
What? What?
That might upset your roommates.
Okay, you know what? Wait, fuck it. We're skipping you. The Keith. What is the dumbest thing you've ever done?
I already told you.
I never got married, but it'd be getting engaged.
Oh.
Just recently.
And I've met.
What's his name?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Chris. I know you told me not to say anything, so but they want to know.
I saw it coming. I knew it.
I've known it for a long time.
He showed us the ring.
Yes, he did.
You can actually see the question mark over Chris's head.
He's like, "What the fuck did I do to you guys tonight?"
Oh, no, that's the door. That's the door frame. Shit.
Oh, so that's not normal.
No, I'm just confused.
No, he's not normal. You're right.
Yeah, I'm just trying to make sure of this.
What's going on?
What's going on? Chris,
Don't act stupid.
I think you need another beer, Chris.
No, I have a couple here.
Okay, they know we were together.
Do you want it?
Yeah.
Chris, okay. Chris, you can't act stupid. They know we were together.
Here, we'll go around behind Meg.
They knew we were together.
Behind Meg.
No, seriously, Keith, what's the dumbest thing that you've... The single dumbest thing that you've done?
Got engaged, bought a house. A bigger house. Put myself in even more debt. When I could have just stayed at my first house. By the way,
so
don't do it.
You didn't do one and the other. You did both at
the
same time?
He did both together, yes. Honestly. I watched him do it, and yes. I told him not to.
Hang on, can you pass that on?
I have many a times, honestly.
We'll do it.
Yeah, right now. No, you don't.
You told me to do it. He's family. I'm allowed to. He's family. I'm allowed to actually smack him. That was a real smack, people. I swear to God. I would put my nuts on that one.
That was pretty fucking funny.
I smell oils.
Oh, shit.
There is a kind of a funky smell in my house. What the hell's going on?
That was awesome.
What, the smack or the funky oils?
The smack. That looked great.
It was real, though. That's the best part.
I know.
That was the best part. It was real. And yeah. I know it's you going to hear that.
I know. Which, and the ones when I smack Chris in the face, it's not as...
Real?
Well, it doesn't sound as great as that did. Because
yeah, the beard cushions it.
Yeah.
Yeah, well... I said we shave Chris's face and make him even uglier.
He might get drunk enough to.
We're not gonna get him to get drunk enough to keep him.
It's from Logan, damn it.
Logan, Wolverine, whatever. All right, Logan.
But he does. Okay, we're just gonna stop. I'm gonna stop right.
Okay,
there.
No, all right. So, Chris, what's the dumbest thing you've ever done?
Okay, this is twofold.
On penalty of death.
This is twofold. Okay. So, we all know I went to college.
Yeah.
Right? And I actually...
There's a box right there.
What? Okay. Yeah.
Sorry.
So I went to college, and probably...
Thanks for rubbing it in our faces.
The dumbest thing that I ever did was...
Graduate?
I went to...
Got laid?
Well...
That's been like 7 years.
That wouldn't be fuck dumb. Off.
So, I have a Bachelor of Fine Arts degree.
Oh. Yeah, I guess I
from a university. Now, I could have gone 2 years for a quarter of the debt
and gotten an associate's,
and actually probably gotten a job in my chosen field.
Like, yeah,
but
true.
Now you fix.
But now old I love my job. Yeah,
but what you do is fucking amazing. I mean, you get to play with amazing shit all day long.
It's something new every day, and I get to learn something every day. And quit learning, start dying. Like whatever. Like, well, one that's day, not the point. The dumbest thing I ever did was went into that much debt.
So what did it cost you?
A degree at too much money.
Are you still paying on it today?
Yeah.
Ouch.
Yeah, all of it.
How long have you been out of college?
How many fingers do you have?
Yeah.
Well, he's still got all his fingers.
Not enough.
Yeah.
But he's been out long enough that he shouldn't have any.
Wrong finger.
Yeah, no, right.
No. Again, wrong.
Hell, he might even be missing a ball and a penis in the process with a big toe.
No, yeah. Toes.
So, okay.
Kaiser Soze.
So, you went to college.
Yeah.
You got this.
I got this degree.
You got this degree.
But the other is that I have a much more comprehensive
you understand
education.
So, tails is basically what you're saying.
Like, I have a. Yeah. Yeah. It so didn't come up heads.
So,
it's
what
whatever.
Is, what I'm
but I have a much more comprehensive education than I would have had I went to a tech school, and I mean it would have been very much streamlined into what I wanted to do. But on the flip side of that, you know, I know about Western civilization.
Okay, so here's what I'm understanding.
Western civ was a shit class. He went to school, by the way.
He paid a left arm, a middle finger on the right arm,
and the right nut.
A left nut and two big toes to go to school to learn nothing besides how to be an artist.
That's
how I'm understanding this.
I learned a lot.
He can draw a mean stick figure.
I know, but I've seen some of his drawings.
But it's always got the mean face with the eyebrows and the frowny face.
Exactly.
So, okay, I know that he can draw a mean
stick figure. He can draw a mean stick figure, but I've seen a few drawings that he's done. And with him being one of my best friends, I've asked him to draw me a picture up for a tattoo, and I told him what I wanted.
On it.
This has been going on for about...
He is. It is a mean stick figure.
4 to 6 months now. 4 to 6 months, roughly. He's like, I'll have it for you here in a few weeks. It's what I got told. I even wrote down what I wanted, okay? And
Wrote down one word.
That's all I wanted. How long does it take to draw up one tattoo in one word?
All right.
As long as it takes.
Hold on.
Well,
Brian,
he did go to school to do it.
You can't rush the process.
He did go to school to do it.
Donkey.
You cannot rush the process.
Okay, my stepdaughter, I showed her a picture of my arm. Or I just showed her my arm and said, hey, draw me a picture to put right here on my arm. But I want it to match with the letters that are on my arm. She had it done in 4 days. And it's perfect.
We'll use that then.
Well, no, that's right here. That's on the arm. What I gave you is what I want over my chest.
Okay, so
it's four letters.
I believe at this point I have.
Is this what college degrees get us nowadays?
But you also have
six
to
six months worth of waiting.
Donkey, shut up.
Chris, you're calling him Donkey.
Chris, you know
because
what?
He's a jackass.
He does that even when I'm standing outside of his house.
Okay, so
I believe you know
at this point I have two words for the three of you.
Fuck off.
No.
Wait. No. You can't.
Two words.
That. Two words.
Fuck two you. Words. Yeah.
Fuck you.
You want me to do charades here so nobody can see it?
All right, let's do charades. This is even better.
Let's try and get some shit.
No.
Let's say charades from an artistic standpoint.
Oh, Jesus. No. We're all in trouble.
No, I'm not going to interpret a dance for you. here are my two words.
Guys, I got to pee and I don't have a head.
Here are my two words for you guys. You ready?
Yeah.
Yep.
Fuck y'all.
Fuck y'all?
That's like four words.
No, he said fuck three y'all. Words. Fuck y'all.
Y'all.
Well, down in Texas,
it sounded like
that's all one word.
Fuck y'all.
It's fuck y'all.
Yeah.
It sounded like you said
okay,
fuck
so
y'all.
I got one word for you. Fuck y'all.
Fuck y'all. Fuck y'all.
All right, Mick.
All right, love you guys.
Yeah.
I got to pee.
Wait. Hold on. You said it was a twofold.
No, let him pee.
I know. I said,
him, you go. You go.
I said two words.
You disappear.
No. You said you're the dumbest thing you ever did was a twofold.
Oh, yeah. It was that I went to university instead of going to tech school. Because okay. If I was going to tech school, then, you know, yeah, I'd be making money at what I wanted to do.
Right, yeah.
Well, so. Just sell yourself on the corner and you can still make money doing what you love to do.
Yeah, but then it'd have to be attractive.
He's got a point. Nah, not necessarily.
Have you seen this face?
I've been to every state.
Oh, so you sell yourself on the corner of the weekend?
They pay me to get off the corner.
I've been to every state, and I've seen the ugliest fucking hookers I've ever seen. Again, Keith, you know what? I'll show you later. Rodney Dangerfield had a great bit about. Oh boy, this girl was ugly. I took her to the beach. They asked me what I used for bait. And she was fat. Oh. They said, how fat? He goes, how fat? She wore high heels. She struck oil.
That's your mama joke.
Right. Oh, all right, so Mick, what's the dumbest thing you ever did?
The dumbest thing that I ever did was... It was pretty dumb. I'll wait for Donkey to get back here.
You mean other than
befriending Donkey and I?
Yeah, this is a lot dumber than that.
Oh, that's even better.
Right.
Oh, it's pretty simple. And I was sober when it happened.
That's scary.
Which
oh fuck.
Yeah.
No, that makes it the dumbest thing.
What was her name?
Well, it wasn't a her. It was a
it?
Thing.
It was a him.
Ooh.
It was an it.
It was actually two hymns.
Whoa!
Whoa! Back that ass up. Like, what?
Apparently, that's what he was doing.
Yeah, you probably don't want him to back that ass up.
Oh, no. It was pretty fucking stupid.
Did the Eiffel Tower you?
No, sir. No, I had hoped. But, I would say I went to school, but I didn't really go to school. I was enrolled in school out in East Texas. And we were driving back as a convoy, because a lot of us live in the Dallas area. So we convoyed back up. And in Texas, it's legal to ride in the bed of a pickup truck.
It is in Nebraska, too.
Yeah, as long as you're over 18.
Exactly.
On the highway?
Yep.
Fair enough.
We are in the Midwest, brother.
No, I get that. Any boys ever jump from the bed of one pickup truck to the bed of another doing 80 mile an hour?
Not at 80, but I have jumped from one to the other at about 35, 40.
I have wanted to do that.
I've never wanted to do that.
So that's what you did?
Yeah.
It's only fun when you're drunk.
That's it?
And I wasn't. I was stoned the fuck sober.
Okay. Stoned sober or stoned?
Stone sober.
Cold sober?
Nothing in my system other than balls. I had...
Wait, you had balls in
you?
I had
one.
I had two at the time.
Okay, I'm just going to say you only had one.
Is that how you lost the other one?
Nope.
Okay. So, that's the stupidest thing you've
ever
done?
Well,
yeah,
fuck
yeah, that's retarded.
That's pretty fucking stupid.
No, that's not stupid. That's retarded.
Have you not fucking met me? That's something I would fucking do.
Keith, I've known you for probably 13 years now.
Yeah, going on.
And I've seen you do a lot of stupid shit.
That's something I would do still to this day. I would still fucking do that.
Okay, so. All right,
well, we have two pickups.
We
got to get this shit on camera, and we should post it.
No.
It'd be
no.
Jackass. No.
Yeah.
Retarded.
Yeah.
Retarded
yeah.
Jackass.
Exactly.
That's the whole point to do it.
No, retarded that's jackass. The point in not doing it.
Yeah.
Okay, you guys are killing me.
Because if it goes online...
No,
then
no.
Other people are going to do it. And
then you're going to feel bad if somebody...
I mean, it literally is the stupidest thing I've ever done.
Yes.
And I didn't sleep for like 2 or 3 days afterwards... And I was a complete fucking mess. I swear to God, it was wild. It was zany. It was fucking insane. However,
..
Given the chance to do it over again,
you wouldn't do it.
I wouldn't even ridden in the back of the pickup.
You want to ride in the back of my pickup?
No, I've seen you drive.
So yeah, it's so not Keith, great. are you sure about the stupidest thing you've ever done?
I mean, come on.
No, I'm asking an honest question here.
Yeah.
Like, are you sure it wasn't wearing that shirt?
Hey, it's an Avengers shirt.
At least it's not fucking DC.
It's not a Chiefs shirt.
Fucking Batman. Alright? Okay, so
I'd rather be a Donkeys fan than a Chiefs fan.
You are a Donkeys fan.
My topic.
And they're going to get their ass kicked this next month.
Topic for the evening.
I'm going to stab him on the radio show tonight.
No, you're not. Nobody's going to see
you. Can I borrow your knife?
Hold on, let's make a bet.
Oh, God.
Box side of beer, bets. Bitch.
Oh, God. Side bets.
Come on. A box of beer.
Don't do this saliva one.
It's got to be 364 days.
No, that do was, not that do this saliva one.
Oh, no. Yeah.
No.
I can't do another 364. My balls might fall off.
Look at him. His head is
his
shiny.
Face is about as red as...
His head is about as shiny as yours.
And mine don't shine.
Yeah, well, not when you're wearing a hat.
I'm smart like that.
All right.
Yes, I'm bald.
Go on, Keith.
So let's make a bet.
What kind of bet are you asking for?
Well, you're wanting beer, so fine, let's do it. We'll go with beer.
Eat the mic, you pussy.
Is this better?
Wow.
Whoa.
No.
Alright. So we'll go with a case of beer. Alright?
Alright.
The Chiefs beat the Broncos twice in October.
Twice in October? They play twice a year.
They're playing twice in October, and that's twice a year.
Yeah,
they
moved the schedule. Both being,
they're both being in October
at the beginning and at the end.
So, a case of beer.
Yes,
but if my donkeys beat your queefs, which queef is his nickname, just to let everybody know. Ow, that was my nipple.
He found it.
Anyway.
He knows where
so
it is.
Yes. You guys are hearing this.
Personal experience.
Yeah.
Yes.
We're having a bet on this show, which I've yet to hear, so.
You asshole.
You know what? I love you, Chris. Shush, I will shave your beard. Actually, hey, how about this? If your Chiefs beat my donkeys, we shave Chris's beard.
No.
If we can get him to agree to it.
No, this is between you and I.
Sober.
No.
So, okay,
I think he's still sober.
We'll make this a good bet.
Here we go.
If the Chiefs beat the Donkeys,
it's you trade houses?
Oh, hell no. Oh, hell no.
I don't
no.
want his fucking house.
I love my house.
The only way I'm moving into his house is if my old lady don't come with me. Please block that out.
Too late.
Yeah, so, we're going to pay.
Hold on. Time out. Something scary.
No, go ahead.
Are you sure?
Yep.
Okay. So well, the lines so, quit showing up.
All right.
That's what scared me.
All right. So it'll be a 24-pack.
A box piece of beer.
And if they tie, we'll just go ahead and, you know, 12-pack.
We'll just go to the goddamn bar.
You call it a wash.
No, we just go to the bar and drink beer.
Yeah.
Actually, I think we should be sitting at the bar drinking beer while watching the game, personally.
But well, it depends that on depends on schedule.
It's a day
and
we both have
yeah,
I think
yeah.
they were, I think the games are on the days I work.
That's a possibility.
Yeah, they are. You work Sundays.
Yeah.
And Mondays.
No, Mondays
I have. No, he's got Mondays off, just like I have every other Monday off.
Fair enough.
So, deal?
Sounds like a plan, brother.
All right.
Game on.
You guys saw the shake, right?
Yep.
You saw the shake, and it's on recording here.
Well,
I saw nothing.
Everybody heard. You saw that.
All right.
Nope.
I will show you something if you keep saying you did not see
ooh.
That.
I will kick you out of this house if you show me that.
So you're going to kick him into the garage?
You can come to my room.
You can come to my room. Hey, it's right next to his room.
All right.
Hey, maybe we should go ask Caleb for some oils.
I can lock that door.
Oils are good.
Or the 12 speed.
All right.
So, I've got a question for you guys.
What's that?
How did you lose your virginity?
Oh, fuck. I knew that was going to scare me when he said he had an idea. That's not a good idea.
Can Mick go first?
Yeah, right?
Actually, when it happened, I was the last.
You were the last. Anyway. Well, okay, Chris.
Yeah?
You brought this topic up.
Yep.
Okay, so you tell us how you lost yours.
Two words.
Shallow. Right hand.
No, if we're going back that far, hey, it's called pillow.
Pillow? I was thinking a stuffed animal.
Yeah, you found a knife and a stuffed animal. And...
Oh, town? God, that's not really actually that funny.
Well, the funny part is when, you know, we just went and had our cigarette, we had this little short, quick pause. As we were walking back in, Keith looks over and goes, oh, I look over and I see a knife laying here over on this table. And it's like laying like this with the sharp edge up.
Yeah, so he can slit himself when we're done.
I was thinking more of him going to grab a teddy bear. Do you have any teddy bears in your room? Because you are a big teddy bear.
Not anymore.
But you already have the pre-made slits.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Just checking.
Oh, give me a minute here.
Cellophane's in there and all, just to,
oh, Jesus.
You know, for cleanup's sake.
Hey, just remember, wrap it up and don't name it after Keith.
No, you wrap it up in a bandage.
All right.
So
anyway, so back to
if
the
you want me
note.
To start it off,
yes.
I'm going to say two words, and
don't say your mom.
No, I'm not going to say your
mom.
She
could have bankrolled it.
He would have too.
Shallow Hal.
Wow.
Oh, shit.
And a sad part.
We were so bored with that movie.
You just decided to try
that,
it out?
No, that I got laid.
Wow. And what was his name?
Brandy.
Okay. Not what I expected, but that'll work. How about you, Keith?
Was it Brandy with an I?
Yeah.
Did she dot it with a heart?
No.
She dotted it with a fart, didn't she?
She was the type of person that, how do I describe Brandy?
She was friendly with everybody.
Well,
I'm going to take that as a yes.
No, how old were you? She thought people were the scum of the earth.
Okay, so, yeah.
She, describing her was, it starts with a C and rhymes with bunt.
Rhymes with what?
Bunt.
Oh.
So yeah. She was a cake.
She was a cake.
Okay. No, cake it one. Rhymes with that.
Kit Kat?
No. What?
You know, you guys, you rhymes should see with. The look on these guys'
weapons,
faces.
Weapons grade, bitch. We got it.
Yeah.
I was thinking weapons of mass destruction.
But yeah, no. That's it was. Ass. It was
weapons of mass destruction.
What did I just say?
It was literally we were so bored with that movie that
you can hear me.
Oh, that
yeah. When you do that,
that sounds so creepy.
You know what?
Don't do that ever again.
I mean, yeah. You use your voice.
Especially when
I'm trying to use my voice, but you said you couldn't hear me.
I'm discussing my first sexual experience over here.
Okay, I'm sorry. I apologize.
Yeah.
That's all right.
We still love you.
Yeah, it was during Shallow Hal.
Did she at least have big tits and a nice plump ass?
Describe big and plump.
Okay, not big tits, but at least no smaller than a big B. And when I say plump ass, I mean you.
Like mix?
No, shut your pie hole. When I say plump ass, okay, I mean you grab that ass and your fingers kind of go underneath the ass cheek, and you can like literally pick the woman up.
Well, I mean, if it's that's that what I mean plump, by plump, you might not be able to pick her up.
But you understand what I'm saying, though, Mick. When you're standing there kissing a woman, you reach around behind.
Okay.
Come on. You know what I'm saying.
Wait.
When you're standing there with a woman, you're giving a woman a kiss, and you reach around, you grab her ass, and when you grab a woman's ass, you want to be able to grab that ass.
No. Let me just...
Without a bunch of shit hanging over.
Let me just derail this for a minute.
All right. Be realistic.
This is hilarious.
Yeah. So, she weighed less than I did.
Wait a minute, hold on here. She weighed less than you do?
Yeah.
Okay, you weigh like a buck five. Soaking wet.
Fuck me. Please.
No, she did.
Oh my god! Hey, when you said this was the
idiots episode,
the idiot episode,
yeah,
I think you called this one out right, Meg.
Yeah,
I really do. I'm laughing so hard over here that I've got tears running out of my eyes.
You're pissing my pants.
Don't tip me, I might, because I got tears running, Chris, almost.
What was she a whore?
Wait, what?
Was she a whore?
He asked.
No, I did not pay for the sex.
No, but was she a loser? No,
I said we were watching Shallow Hell. That should have tipped you off.
I don't mean nothing. You might have to pay for her to watch it with you.
No, but the question is, though, was she loose with other?
Was it at least good? Yeah. Did you enjoy it?
I didn't come.
For so you think.
Doesn't mean you didn't have
I'm
a good
pretty
time.
Sure.
Did you enjoy yourself, though?
By the point I was 20 years old, I knew what an orgasm was.
Okay, your hand don't count.
Wait. You were 20?
Orgasms from your hand count.
No, they don't.
Yeah, no, I was 20.
They still don't count to this day, and I'm damn near
I'm sorry,
40.
Man. I feel sorry
but
for you.
But you know what they are.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying. Is okay. I did not orgasm.
Why are you looking at me like that, Mick?
I was so nervous.
It's okay, Keith.
You were damn near 20, and you didn't lose it until almost
no,
20.
Not damn near.
You were 20 is when you lost it.
I was closer to 21 than I was 20.
Wow.
Maybe.
Chris, I love you. You've been a good friend of mine for quite a while now, and I knew you were an oddball, but that just takes the fucking cake.
Maybe
brother.
He should have met us when he... He turned 21.
Yeah, no,
we could have really got him
16.
Right then.
He'd still be a virgin if he met you two when he was 20.
Oh, no.
This fellow had a different girl almost every day.
When him
I
and
really
I first
was.
Met,
me, on
a,
the
lot
other
of
hand.
Us, a lot of us were being cockblocks towards him because he was always pulling a lot of girls.
Well, no, I believe it. That's what I'm saying.
I've got pictures that I can show you from my mom's house when I was younger that I looked like fucking Zach Morris. I got a lot of ass.
Oh, no, that
I
picture
look...
is hilarious.
You've seen that picture.
I've seen
it. That
I've
funny.
Seen it, too.
Me looking like that got me a lot of ass back in the day. It really did.
Back in the 90s.
You know what? Yeah, it was back in the fucking 90s, but it was still ass. It's better than having a long streak of no ass.
Yeah, no, that's my...
Is your goal like 10 years?
That's my M.O. That's my modus operandi.
What, no ass? That's your M.O.?
No, well, it wants to be like, what was that movie?
He's going for his virginity.
Not another teen movie.
To get it back.
Not another teen movie where they meet in that bedroom.
Oh,
and
shit.
And he staples her to the fucking ceiling because he comes so hard. That's what he's going for.
All right, so Mick,
I would love to
like
have
he
a
doesn't
picture
he,
of
he
that.
Doesn't he doesn't even jerk off when he goes to bed. He just like sleeps with his hands underneath him.
That's kind of creepy. Hey, the sad right. part though is he's got an adjoining door to your room.
I know.
That's really really scary.
I know, and I sleep naked on my back with on top of the covers.
Oh. Well, at least it's on your back.
With an invitation.
At least you're on your back. So all he's got to do is just run in and jump and just land. So he's getting a poker.
Well, you better jump pretty fucking high.
Wait.
That ain't what I've heard.
Wait, you were assuming that I'm going to have sex with Mick?
Well,
Mick, no, okay, we're assuming you already do have sex.
Me. The bed is off the ground. It's not like I'm laying on the ground.
Like I said, he's going to jump.
The bed
he's going to jump.
And then my belly.
Okay, I didn't take the belly into consideration. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I forgot. You have a shed for your...
A pronounced belly region.
I forgot. I forgot. You have a shed. You have a rain blocker.
Yes.
Like some of us do.
A constant rain blocker.
Would you shut up, Keith?
Oh shit.
I'm sorry.
Now you've got me thinking about the logistics of this thing. That's never going to happen. Like...
All right, so Mick, what about you?
Obviously, anyway, I've gone this long.
And I honestly, Chris, you know, I'll give you props, buddy. I do. I give you props, and fuck what these two think. I give you props. I don't know how you've done it, but I couldn't do it. There's no way. I would go buy a fucking hooker
a
before
lot of
I went
porn.
More than a year.
A lot of porn.
Okay, after 3 months of porn, I'm on the verge of going and paying for a fucking hooker.
You're not going to the right sites.
Yeah, I was
going
to say.
Pornhub and X-Hamster
after,
just great for
after,
3 months.
Yeah, after 3 months of porn.
I forgot about X-Hamster.
I'm on my
you're
fourth,
the one that invited
I'm on my
me to
fourth
it.
Month of porn.
Yeah, how the hell have you went that long?
Oh, who says I have?
Well, I guess you did just get back from Vegas, so you might have bought a
you,
hooker, not told
you just said you had.
Hey, he might be lying.
No, he's telling you after 3 months of porn, I'd buy a hooker.
Right? They have them within an hour from us.
So what I'm saying is...
They have them here.
So what I'm saying
okay,
is...
Okay, I haven't found any in this
house.
Do you want to hear what I have to say, or you want to keep
Chris.
Talking over me?
Sorry.
So what I'm saying is after 3 months of porn, a fourth month of porn ain't so bad.
Yeah, but it gets boring after a while.
You're telling me.
Yeah, well, and then I'm going to repeat what he said. You're not going to the right fucking sites.
I'll be going on 2 years with porn's hair shortly.
So what?
He's going on like 7.
That's this many. I'm holding up 7 fingers, let the record show.
One hand.
Hold up 5. I got the other 2.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, that
I
was,
am,
here we
I
go.
Am, I'm sad. But, all right.
Yeah,
so.
But Keith, here's the thing. His woman hates him, and you don't have a woman, so you're not hated.
And she still gives me some once in a while.
Yeah,
next
once
around
in a while.
The circle.
Every quarter?
Hey. Okay, so that's every at least 3 to 4 months, so we're good.
Next around the circle.
Ooh, Mick. Yeah, we're looking at you, buddy.
No, you.
You're next in line. And that didn't even sound right.
Well, his
what
name
I,
was George.
I was going to say, what was his name?
Are you Catholic?
Yeah,
yes,
well, no,
is.
I'm recovering. I'm recovering.
Recovering Catholic. Oh,
so we know where you lost yours.
Yeah. It was the church.
Yeah, no, I've got a story about that, too.
Yeah. Yes, you do.
You have a story about the church?
Yeah, you raped a priest.
Oh, yes. I remember him telling me about that.
Wait. He raped a priest?
No.
No.
Yeah.
Not that.
Yeah. We'll,
no.
We'll leave
no,
it at that.
Not
he raped
that.
A priest until you hear the story.
All right. So continue, Mick.
I was 13, and I said, hey, I like you. And she said, I like you, too. I said, you want to go to the playground? Yeah. And then all of a sudden we were getting yelled at by yeah. It was awkward. It was weird. And it was daytime.
It was daytime. Hence why you don't like the daylight. Is that why you don't like daylight no more?
No, I just work at night.
Well, yes, we know that.
But it was funny.
That's
nobody
scary.
Doubts that.
Everybody just kind of goes quiet, you know.
Well, no, it was weird. It was like I'm thinking, all right, insert flap A into slot B, and then okay, now what? It's in there. Now what do I do?
Stand there and hope it
you
does
keep
something funny.
Inserting.
Like, this is kind of okay.
This is boring.
But now what? Like I'm like right up against her, and. And this, like the repetitive motion, never occurred to me. I was like, okay, this is
no shit.
This is what's happening. All right, so I'm looking at her. I give her a kiss on the lip, and it's just like a peck, you know.
Oh, kind of like you give Chris.
And then and then like we're staring at each other, like I'm fucking inside her.
So you locked eyes.
Yeah.
Locked eyes and turned around and walked away.
And like, no, like I'm like scared shitless now. I got no idea what to do. Like, all right. So
This has got me by a long
okay,
shot.
So kids, don't have sex too early because you won't know
the
what the fuck to do.
And insert just watch slot porn. A to slot B.
I mean, I'm a big proponent of practice makes perfect, but if you don't know how to practice, then you can't make perfect.
Wait,
that's what it sounds like.
Wait, so, you just said insert slot A to slot B.
No insertion.
Flap A and do slot B.
No.
What he said.
No.
Right, so
flap C into slot P.
Now you're going to confuse
No, me now more. You're bass fucking awkward.
No.
Yeah.
Bass fucking?
Slot C. No, but here's the thing, though. Here's
into
the thing.
Flap P.
Here's the thing. So, like we're sitting there.
Flappy?
We're standing there.
Flap.
We got the
flappy. Okay. The floppy disk.
Okay, I give up on the story.
Right.
No, don't give up.
Nope, I give
Go
up.
On. Queef, shut
no.
up.
No,
we're
finish
done.
Story. No, yep. You're not done.
Next,
okay. Since you gave up, because Queef over here wouldn't shut up.
Boy, we had flap A and
flap.
Slot B.
Right?
No,
well,
it's...
Maybe
it's,
we should insert...
It's flap C into
should.
Slot P.
I know what you're getting at.
Yeah, but you won't say it.
You're bass ackwards. Okay, so now we're on
Go
brain.
On. The brain donk.
Donkey.
Donkey brain.
Donkey.
All right. So my first experience with the whole
No,
sexual
no,
thing,
not first experience.
No. This was like first experience all get-out.
Because I had like 5 years of blowjobs.
Well, there was no blowjobs or anything.
Fucking lucky
like
you.
That. I was at my babysitter's, and there was another girl there.
The babysitter?
No, it wasn't the babysitter.
The babysitter's
it was the
daughter?
Babysitter's
that
babysitter.
Been, that would have made
wished
it so much better.
I really do.
I was hoping
cute.
It was the babysitter's boyfriend.
No. Anyway,
why are you hugging him?
Because he loves me.
He was hugging.
See, we're hugging each
See?
Other. Deal with
now,
it.
Now
you're jealous.
Yeah. Kinda.
Oh God! Don't touch me there.
That was awkward.
A little bit.
Not for me.
You dirty, dirty whore.
All right. So no.
Anyway,
so the babysitter's cousin.
Anyways, I was at the babysitter's.
Was
my
she
mom.
Hot? Was she wet? Was she dry? Did she
the,
laugh?
You know,
Did she
babysitter
cry?
Or the cousin?
Know. You dirty fuckers. Anyways, I couldn't tell you all this. I was like 10 or 11.
Oh, shit.
Yes, I was young. My mom decided, oh, hey, I'm going to go out tonight with my friends. Okay. So she took me to the babysitter. My babysitter's there. I'm going to stab him with this in his ear.
No. Let him do that.
Let him do that. Why?
Yes,
really.
Talk into that.
Anyway, I was at the babysitter's. Mom went out,
oh,
left me there.
That sounds weird.
Probably.
Super weird.
Is it like echoing and being stupid?
No, it's not echoing, but
it sounds
like
you're further away, which is
yeah. That's what she said.
Yeah,
oh
that's...
shit, I used the second one. Oh fuck.
Hey, guess what? You got one more, bitch.
No.
One more.
Shit.
Okay.
Anyway, I'm there. We're watching this movie Dirty Dancing. And I know you guys know the movie Dirty Dancing.
I've never heard of it.
You're a lying motherfucker.
Baby.
Little Patrick Swayze.
Don't put me in a corner.
Sexy bastard. Anyway, we're watching this
you
movie.
Think
she's like,
Patrick Swayze is a sexy bastard.
Sexy bastard. He was a sexy motherfucker.
What
you
about
know,
the cancer?
You know what he would
you
say
what,
if he was
happens.
Alive right now?
Fuck you, you're going to die.
No, he'd say, get me out of this fucking box!
Actually, no, he wouldn't say that. Here's what he would say. Roadhouse. That's what he'd say.
Yeah,
fair
Roadhouse. Yeah, fair enough.
Anyway, you know, we're watching this movie, and she's like, they're doing something under this. They're doing something weird. Can we try that? I'm like, okay.
So did you try and like hold her up in a pool?
No, we did not. We weren't in the pool. We were laying in this bedroom watching this movie because our babysitter, her cousin, thought we were just going to lay there watch the movie and fall asleep.
Mm-hmm.
Oh no! Ooh. She grabs my thingy. And my thingy got hard. And I'm like, hey, this is a little weird. Why is my thingy hard? And then,
my hands on it.
And then, so she grabs my hand. She grabs my hand and goes, here, I'm touching you, so you touch me. I'm like, okay, so I put my hand there, and she's like, no. And, like, made a fist and had one finger stuck out and stuck the finger in her, and I'm like, okay, so now can I put my heart thingy into your hole? Yeah, that was my first sexual experience.
Did you say please?
God. I said, no, I didn't say please. I said, yes, I'll do whatever you want.
Did you orgasm?
I don't know. I was 12, you bitch.
I thought it was 10.
I knew what that was.
I was 10 to 12, somewhere around there, watching this movie.
I still knew what that was.
Okay. I didn't lead a sheltered life.
I started early, but like...
Like I said, I didn't lead a sheltered life.
That's right.
But Lord have mercy, once I realized what pussy was...
Lord have mercy.
Pussy.
Lord!
I loved pussy. And then you got the man that loves pussy more than I do. The sexy man walking into the pisser. Talking about tea.
Tay-tag.
Oh, Tay-tag.
All right, Keith, what do you got?
What's his name?
I'm super curious.
We got to wrap this up here pretty soon.
I was
20 minutes.
Already. I was 16, lost it to a whore. And no, not one you pay for. One that's been around the block. No. Okay.
The funny part, he's been with her since, too.
The funny part was it was we all had the same look on our face.
Right, like,
like you paid for that? Did your dad pay for it?
Like, no. She offered my ex-stepdad head while her and I were together.
Wow.
Okay, you're not talking about the one your ex-stepdad's with now, right?
This is
Ron.
The only ex-stepdad
I know.
I know the stepdad. You're not talking about the one he's with now that offered him head, right?
No, not that thing.
Okay.
That thing
Bear man pig?
That thing wasn't even born when I was 16, all
right? Oh, that's right. She's not even 20 yet.
What's head?
Holy shit.
Yeah, his ex-stepdad got a baby with like a 19-year-old.
Yeah. We'll talk about that some other time.
That's still like 12 years down the road.
That still doesn't explain what's head.
Huh?
What's head?
Head?
What's head?
That's a blowjob, bitch.
Yeah. Like, hey, if you don't know what a head is.
Hey, watch. Here's head. Head.
You need to go a little bit lower for him.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot lower.
Shut up, Nick.
You don't have to open your mouth real big, but you got to go a lot lower.
Get under the rain shield.
Ping. I will slap you. Ow.
Make it harder.
So, Keith, continue.
Stop. This is expensive equipment.
I was trying to grab your nipple.
I will be honest.
And awkward.
The awkward's fine.
The first time I was a two-pump chump.
From what I hear, you still are.
That's okay.
No.
We all are.
I was a two-pump chump, and she looks at me, and she goes, done already?
So that means she'd already been around.
She already knew what was going on.
I only
on.
Had $9. I'm sorry.
No. We about a couple hours later, we ended up having sex again. That time, I lasted a little bit longer.
So you gave her three pumps instead of two.
No.
Okay, five. I'll give you credit. I'll give you five.
It was about half an hour.
Did you? Oh, so you broke a sweat.
No, I think she did. She was riding me at the time.
I break a sweat every time. It doesn't matter.
Okay,
how long
if she's riding him. Was the strap-on big and black or big and green?
He had his back to her. He couldn't tell.
Exactly. Oh. She was riding, which means she was pushing.
I think it was pink at the time it started. Ooh. I can't remember.
It came out brown. It came out brown.
It came out brown.
You know what? Like, I call you my friends, but like...
What the fuck is wrong with you guys?
What the fuck is wrong with you guys? Like...
We ask each other that on a daily basis when we do see each other.
What are you talking about?
I mean, come on. Mick and I are sitting here hugging.
Every day.
Yeah.
I'm sitting here with my arm around Mick.
Yeah, and I got my arms crossed, so...
That's because you're a
classic.
Let me see this arm. Let me see this arm.
Classic body language. Classic body language.
Right.
Dude puts his arm around somebody and it's the crossed arms and the mean look on the face, like...
And all you gotta say is, I love you, buddy.
No. All you gotta say is, oh, I'm sorry, miss.
That's good.
Yeah. You know, you just go for it. You don't have any game.
You know what? All I got to say tonight is, I want to thank you guys for letting me be here. I've enjoyed this. My old lady's going to be very impressed when I come home tonight.
Yes, she will.
Impressed.
Between the wine.
You weren't here.
Oh, she knows where I was going. I already told her. Oh, between the wine and the beer.
When she asked you where you were, you say, I was in jail. And that's where I was.
I was in jail. I was in Florida.
Yeah.
No, I was on my way over there, and
let's see, I got what pulled over. Happened was
Mama said,
so, get your ass to bed.
Right?
So, all right. Well, on that note, then we will wrap this up.
Yeah. We'll see you next again, season.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, we'll see you next season. Yeah,
thanks for having me again.
We're gonna have you again.
Again?
I hope. Yeah.
Please, at least let's have some Vaseline this time.
Oh
no!
Will you at least give him a reach around?
Remember,
blood works better.
But red means stop.
Yeah,
but when the lights are off,
but no, don't
when the lights
no.
are off, I can't see.
No, don't mean no.
Yeah, so.
You're no mean Jess.
No, we like you. We'll you know what? How about this? We'll call you back. It's a race between you and Steve.
Oh.
To see who gets the job.
Oh, wait, speaking of that, I haven't seen him since last time.
I know. Neither have we.
What about Mark?
Did you lock him in the box?
I think he locked us in this box.
Oh, fuck.
He's a vindictive prick.
I think, honestly, he has better prospects. As a college
he
student.
He found a better hiding
and, well, and a bankroll. Well, I think he's got some money.
If he's a college student, of course he's got better prospects than us. He's got the pussy he can go get.
Duh.
Or the, yeah. Oh, good point. Good point. All right.
He's probably getting more than we all combined had ever had.
Yeah, I wonder what his first time was like.
Now I'm kind of curious who the fuck Steve is.
Wait until you meet Steve.
I can't wait to meet Steve. I've already met Mark.
Yeah.
Wait, who's so, Mark?
No, stop. It's well,
a whole nother ball game. We'll talk about it next
you
season.
Actually have met Mark.
Yeah.
Oh. All
when,
right.
When we moved that big fat guy into the all house.
Right, so and so
he was there at the bar when
All right.
But hey guys. If they allow me back, we'll talk about it next season.
All right.
Yeah.
Follow us on the Twitter and the Facebooks and the Anchor and the
Instagram,
SoundCloud
and
the Instagram. That one's important.
And the iTunes.
Hey guys,
the Instagram is not important.
They are on Facebook too. Don't forget about that.
Yeah, well, we forgot about it.
I know you guys did. I hadn't seen it in a while.
And then the SoundCloud, we're on there too. So
yep,
they're everywhere.
We appreciate you listening
literally
to us.
Everywhere.
And we're gonna sign off now.
Yay!